Again, the people of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord in worshiping Baal, and the Lord left them again to suffer for their sins. This time it was the Midianites living near the desert on the east of Israel who came against the tribes in the middle of the country. The two tribes that suffered the hardest fate were Ephraim and the part of Manasseh on the west of Jordan. For 7 years the Midianites swept over their land every year just at the time of harvest and carried away all the crops of grain until the Israelites had no food for themselves and none for their sheep and cattle. The Midianites brought also their own flocks and camels without number, which ate all the grass of the field. These Midianites were the wild Arabs living on the border of the desert, and from their land they made sudden and swift attacks upon the people of Israel. The people of Israel were driven away from their villages and their farms and were compelled to hide in the caves of the mountains. And if any Israelite could raise any grain, he buried it in pits covered with earth or in empty wine presses where the Midianites could not find it. One day a man named Gideon was threshing out wheat in a hidden place when suddenly he saw an angel sitting under an oak tree. The angel said to him, "You are a brave man, Gideon, and the Lord is with you. Go out boldly and save your people from the power of the Midianites." Gideon answered the angel, "O Lord, how can I save Israel? Mine is a poor family in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house." And the Lord said to him, "Surely I will be with you, and I will help you drive out the Midianites." Gideon felt that it was the Lord who was talking with him